Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listeners Lucas and Logan. Today's story is quite chilling and very unsettling, for it involves a tragedy most trite. Missing parents. What happens when two siblings wake up to find their parents gone? Find out today in a story that I call No More Parents. In a quaint little town called Ravenswood, two brothers named Eddie and Alan Poster lived in a cottage on the edge of town with their mom and their dad. Mr. and Mrs. Poster made sure that Eddie and Alan had lots of chores to do each day. They helped keep the house clean by sweeping and mopping. They had to set the table at each meal and clean the dishes after. They even had to water all their plants. Eddie and Alan hated these chores and got really mad at their mom and dad whenever they had them do them. Ugh, if only their parents weren't around, then they wouldn't have to do any chores at all. One rainy morning, Eddie and Alan woke up to find their house strangely quiet. Not a peep to be heard. They crept out of bed and went into the hallway, calling out to their parents. But there was no answer. They searched the house, but discovered it was completely empty. Their parents were gone. Where could they be? Eddie wondered aloud. Ha, I don't know, but does that mean we don't have to do any chores? None of that building responsibility stuff? Exclaimed Alan. Yay, let's eat ice cream, shouted Eddie. And so the two brothers had themselves a mini party, eating ice cream, watching TV, and making a complete mess. But this joy could only last for a short while, even though they were glad not to have any chores. They loved their parents, and they missed them dearly. Eddie, I know we're having fun eating junk food and playing video games and all, but I think we should go look for our parents now. I'm getting worried, Alan said, burping after a large bite of chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah, you're right, Alan. I was starting to think the same thing, Eddie responded. Let's get our backpacks, go into town, and find Mom and Dad. And so the two brothers grabbed their backpacks, making sure to bring snacks, walkie-talkies, umbrellas, and a flashlight or two, and they walked outside to search for Mr. and Mrs. Poster. Outside, the town of Ravenswood was eerily quiet. Not a single car drove down the street. The hustle and bustle was not hustling or bustling today. Eddie and Alan were frightened. Something had happened here in Ravenswood, and it wasn't right. Not at all. Where are all the cars, Eddie? That's super weird, Alan remarked. Man, I don't know. Do you think Mom and Dad went into the woods? Asked Eddie. The Poster's house was just on the edge of the woods, after all. Would their parents have dared to venture in there? No, Alan answered. Mom and Dad would never go into the woods. They always told us to stay out of there. Yeah, but, like, where else could they be? Asked Eddie. The two brothers decided to get serious searching around the town. Surely their parents would be somewhere around and had just forgotten to tell them. They started with the post office. People always had to mail stuff, right? But when they went inside, the lights were off, and no one was around. Something really wasn't right. All right, maybe let's try the grocery store. We were running low on groceries, after all, Alan said. Alan, that's just because we ate all the rest of our food, Eddie said guiltily. But when the brothers got to the grocery store, all the lights were off there too, and it was locked shut. In fact, everywhere that Eddie and Alan went in town was closed and shut down. No one at City Hall. Library locked. The pool was closed. Parks were empty. And they hadn't seen a single other person anywhere. It's as if the whole town had disappeared. Alan, I feel really bad, really guilty, Eddie said. I was actually happy that Mom and Dad were gone. I was enjoying our morning without them. But now I feel terrible and I just want them back. I'll wash hundreds of dishes if it means they come back. Me too, Eddie. Oh, I want them back. But they aren't the only ones missing. The whole town, it's abandoned. Where did everyone go? Alan cried. At that moment, the brothers heard a crack as someone stepped on a stick behind them. They swiveled around to come face to face with a little girl in pigtails, tears streaming down her face. My parents, they're gone, she cried. Eddie and Alan were shocked to see someone else, so the whole town hadn't disappeared. Yours too? Our parents are missing as well, said Alan. Oh, we've searched everywhere. I want them back. I don't know how to do anything. How do I drive a car, start the computer? How do I boil an egg? The little girl continued to cry. Eddie and Alan tried to comfort her, but they were feeling the exact same way. At that moment, a cold breeze blew through the town, and Eddie thought he heard his mother's voice whispering on the wind. Hey, did you hear that, Al? It sounded like Mom. I think it came from the woods, Eddie said. Alan was skeptical. They had always been told not to go into the woods. That was the one rule Alan actually followed. But maybe Eddie was right. So the two brothers, out of all other options, plus their new crying friend, headed back to their house on the edge of the woods. The dark and gnarled trees were scary and ominous. Why would their parents have gone into the woods? Suddenly, more voices rose up behind them, and footsteps started marching down the street. Eddie and Alan were in shock as they saw other kids, all sorts of kids, walking around, calling out for their parents, wandering around, crying, upset, and scared. There were countless kids, but no adults anywhere to be seen. One little girl, whose name was Lila, cried out, "Does anyone know where my parents are?" And instead of getting answers, the only response she got was from other kids asking the exact same question. One thing was clear. The parents of Ravenswood were gone. All the kids had had their few hours of freedom, their few hours of fun enjoying not doing chores, and instead eating candy and playing video games. But now the reality had set in. They were all living in a town with no parents, with no adults. And now they had to figure things out. What were they going to do? As panic set in, Alan and Eddie started trying to organize, to lead. They had to figure out how they were going to survive without their parents. And while the kids all began arguing about what to do, the faint sounds of laughter, grown-up laughter, could be heard just beyond the gnarled trees of the woods. If only the kids were listening. Talk about a rude awakening. I myself am not the biggest fan of chores, but I wouldn't want to be all on my own trying to boil an egg, that's for sure. By the way, now that I've got your attention, Story Club listeners, please email me and send me a message. I'm at ivy@gokidgo.com, and I love getting your notes. Tell me what stories you loved and which ones scared the socks off of you. Tell me what you want more of. Do you want more original stories, haunted places, urban legends? Talk to me, beloved listeners, and I'll do my best to deliver up the scary stories you want. Oh, and I mustn't forget to mention all of our other new shows here on the Go Kid Go Network. If you haven't checked out The Search for the Silver Lining or Drac yet, that is terrifying. Be sure never to miss an adventure, people. And join me next week for another episode of Story Club, because every Story Club member deserves a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.